Start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word we are about to receive. We are asking you to open our heart to receive and give us wisdom to understand your truth. Let us see Jesus, Him alone. Let us hear from Him, Him alone. And please forgive our sins, especially the one who speaks for his sins are many. We thank you, we love you, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The curtains and the coverings you will find in from the verse 1 of chapter 26 all the way to verse 16. You will find the curtains and coverings that were used to cover the tabernacle itself. Tabernacle itself is rather unique. Tim, would you put the floor plan? I know I'm going to throw the monkey wrench on you. This is what I'm doing. Put the floor plan. Thank you. This floor plan, as soon as I get this out, all these things will be outer court and the fence will be around. Here's the front 30 feet wide entrance. Tabernacle itself is this one. Around here, there will be 20 panels here and 6 panels here and the corner panel each side. That means 8 panels on the side. So 8 panels and 20 panels on the south side, 20 panels on the north side. The front would be just curtain, veil. With that in mind, think with me. We started last week, we started the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy of Holies, and we studied about the showbread and the golden lampstand. Now we are going to come out and look at all these things. Covering is, if you look at these panels, when you have all these panels look like a box, this covering, there were 4 coverings, starting with the fine linen, and then the goat hair covering, and then dyed the ram skin, and then badger skin on the top. So you're putting let's say this is the tabernacle, you're putting the covering on the top like this. You have a rectangular box, and you're putting the covering. This covering, the first one, we find the cherubim embroidered covering, you find in verse 1 through 6, is a 10-piece of the covering, 42 feet long, 6 foot wide, 5 of them got put together on one side, and 5 of them put together, and they clasped together and put it on top of, draped it over on top of this tabernacle. You with me so far? This first fine linen is, of course, came from the Egyptian, and it's made in fine linen with the embroidered in cherubim. That is the angels. And this represent the throne. This represent heaven. Because it will be the innermost covering. When you stand inside the Holy of Holies or Most Holy, the first thing you will see is this covering, fine linen covering with the cherubim embroidered. Then you will see that, and you will see the Ark of the Covenant and all these furnitures. That's the first thing. From outside, nobody can see it. So that is like a Jesus Christ. The beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ cannot be seen by the carnal world. It's important for the believers to worship Him because we not only receive a blessing from Him, but also we must adore Him for His beauty. Your cherubim you would see here are there remind us the angels around the throne of grace. They bow down to the God Almighty and worship Him there. The curtain covering the tabernacle, each board, it has a different meaning. The color has a different meaning. First, blue represents heaven. Scarlet represents the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Purple represents the royalty, the king, Jesus the king. And the last one, the white linen you would find around the fence, represents the holiness of God. Here, here's a pen. Nice catch. Would you consider joining Cardinal? They need a wide receiver. They can use some extra help. Second covering would be goat hair covering. You find in verses 7 through 13 on chapter 26. That this second curtain, goat hair, touched the ground. By the way, the first linen does not touch the ground. It drapes over, but it does not touch the ground. Why it does not touch the ground? Because it belongs to heaven. That means it cannot touch the earth that is cursed by God. However, goat hair is a different story. This goat hair skin is like a felt thing. And this is 45 feet long and 60 foot long, wide. This will be draped over fine linen and touch the ground and by the peck. And this curtain speaks of Jesus Christ's worth for sinner. Of course, it's a symbolic of death of Jesus Christ. As one of the process of sacrifice you would find in Leviticus, two goats will be brought into the outer court where the bronze altar is. And the first one will be slayed. They literally cut the neck, cut the jugular. And the blood will be drained. And the high priest will take that blood into the Holy of Holies, sprinkle on top of the Ark of the Covenant. And then he brings the blood back out to the outer court and lay hands on, sprinkle on the other goat. And they lay hands on this goat and confess the sin of the Israeli people. And they take this goat out to outside of the camp, release the goat. What's the idea? Goat, the first goat that got slain, representing Jesus Christ. Dying for our sin, his blood was covered, applied on the Ark of Covenant. That symbolized the death of Jesus Christ. And when they released the goat, that represents resurrection of Jesus Christ. So our sins are applied to the Ark of Covenant, forgiven, forgotten, and Jesus is resurrected. Now, this is where we get the word scapegoat. Have you ever heard the word? I'm sure you heard the word scapegoat. One goat is taking the blame for other things. Third covering you will find is ram skin dyed red covering. You find in verse 14 of chapter 26. Ram skin is not red naturally, but it had to be dyed and became red. Of course, that represents the blood of Jesus Christ and sacrificed for our sin on the cross. Isaiah prophesied the Messiah, about the Messiah, some 750 years before this happened, before the crucifixion. And then you find Isaiah 53, verse 7. Isaiah 53, verse 7. Isaiah is located right before Jeremiah. Right after Song of Solomon's, Isaiah 53. And while you're there, keep your finger there, put the bookmark somewhere in around chapter 53, because we're going to visit this a couple more times. Isaiah 53, 7. Yeah, if you have that handout Bible, you will see that page number. You can find it better that way. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, that is Jesus Christ. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is silent. So he opened not his mouth. And you're thinking, okay, what's the lamb got to do with the ram? There's a difference. There are two different animals. I'm glad you're thinking that way. The Lamb of God is representing Jesus Christ, but at the same time, the ram is a consecration and obedience of Christ. That also represents. Remember in chapter 22 of the book of Genesis, you will find Abraham taking the son, who? Who? Thank you. I thought you guys were sleeping. Taking the Isaac to the Mount Moriah. And because God told him, I want you to sacrifice your only son. And he was about to slay his son. And God said, that's enough. I know your heart. And Also, before that happened, Isaac asked his father, "Where we have wood, we have a fire here, but where is the lamb to sacrifice?" And what was the father said? God himself will provide a lamb. And of course, he was completely obedient to God. And God said, that's enough. And he provided a ram who got caught in the thicket. That's the obedience. That's the consecration. So this is the covering. That's the meaning of this. Then we will find the outer covering. The last one is a badger skin covering. This is the outermost covering of the tabernacle, and the covering was made from either badger or sea cow skin. This covering forms a thick, protective, waterproof, and almost like a waterproof layer over the tabernacle. From the outside of this covering, everybody will see just a grayish, dark colored skin, and it doesn't look any different. Folks, that is like an unattractive and an ordinary look of Jesus Christ's appearance. It represents the humanity and human side of Jesus. Isaiah 53, verse 2, please. 53, verse 2. Description of Jesus Christ. "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Folks, nowadays, today is there is much temptation about the fashionable and image conscious. It is no wonder why one of the TV advertisement slogans said the image is everything. People stand in front of a mirror for 2 or 3 hours just to deck themselves up. And that's not good enough. When they pass by this glass window, they go like this. That's the image conscious society. But to God, that's not important. To God, what's inside is more. So outer skin is a badger skin, look like just like any other's tent. However, when they go inside, they see the beauty of God. But there are people who, when the people sincerely seek the truth of God, they will find. They have to ignore the scoff. They have to ignore the jeers from the others, or those who are around them. And true seekers would be rewarded to see and to know the beauty of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Let's go to Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews, right before Book of James in the New Testament. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Again, Bible says that if you seek him with all your heart, what? He will be found by you. So if you seek God with all your heart, he is there to be found by you. All right, now let's go into the framing work. We find the framing system in from verse 15 through verse 37. We'll start with the board on the side of the tent. Board, the picture, please. Side panel. There we go. Thank you. This board is 15 feet tall, 2 feet 3 inches wide, made out of acacia wood and layered with gold, and has rings for the people to put this bars across. There should be three of them here and one in going through the between the board. That way, everything can be held together. All 20 panels can be held together. Those bars is also made out of the acacia wood layer with gold. So everything is about gold. North side and south side, there's 20 boards each side. And as I said before, there's a 6 board at the end and corner board on the each corner. This board rests on the 2 sockets, the silver and... See this portion? Each board has 2 sockets of silver. Remember at the beginning, I said the earth is cursed by God. We find it in the book of Genesis. So the board that is representing Jesus Christ, remember the last time I explained to you, wood represents humanity. And the gold layer represents deity. That each board represents Jesus Christ. Sitting on top of a socket like this. You with me so far? So the board does not directly contacting the earth because earth is cursed and sinful. What does it mean for that silver? Silver represents redemption work of Jesus Christ. He redeemed the earth first so he can contact that. Everything has a meaning. Everything that has this tabernacle has a meaning toward Jesus Christ. And this silver, you can find it, and we find in the silver in several occasions, especially in Matthew chapter 26. Silver is the metal associated with the redemption and payment of sin. In Matthew 26, verse 15, you will find Jesus was sold by Judas Iscariot for 30 pieces of silver. That 30 pieces of silver is for the price of the slave. And at the same time, that's a redeeming time, redeeming amount. Bars joined together board, and you find in verse 26-30 in chapter 26. As I said, each bar is made out of wood and layered with gold. The board and bar and rings are overlaid with gold, which speaks the deity of Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to veil. There are 2 types of veils. We find it in the tabernacle. You find it in verse 31 to 37. The first veil was hung upon the pillar outside of the tabernacle and speaks the humanity of Jesus Christ. Would you show the picture, please? This is the one you're talking about. There's 5 golden pillars inside the acacia wood, layered with gold, like this. There is no silver socket on the silver top, but there is a bronze socket on the bottom. Bronze represents judgment. And layer with each different colors there. This one, pillar is made, as I said, silver socket is attached on the bottom. It speaks the deity taking the hold of the earth through the redemption. As I said, there's no cap. Not like the pillar you would find around the fence in the tabernacle area. Why this one does not have a cap? It just cut off. There is a reason for it. Let's go to Isaiah 53, verse 8 again. Isaiah 53, verse 8. He was taken from the prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generations? For he was cut off. He was cut off from the land of living. For the transgression of my people, he was stricken. When Jesus died, he was 33 years old. He was cut off at young age. The veil of this tabernacle, outer veil, represents the humanity of Jesus Christ. His death, all his death. The second veil we'll find is made in the fine twin linen and was only entrance to the Holy of Holies. Once you go into that tabernacle, you will find there's another section that you'll find on the right side, showbread table, And here you find the golden lampstand. And of course, there's an incense altar. Before you go into the Holy of Holy, you have to burn incense there. When you pass this incense altar and pass the veil, you will find yourself standing in the presence of the Ark of the Covenant. This veil represents, again, humanity. However, also represents Jesus Christ, humanity of Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on the cross, he took a last breath and said, "It is finished," and he died. What happened? Veil is torn from top to bottom. That veil was located in the temple. What God is saying, that Jesus said, "Is it finished?" And he's echoing, "Amen." He just ripped that thing from the top to bottom, not from bottom to top. If it was done from the bottom to top, it was human effort. But it was done from God. It was torn from top to bottom. What he's saying is, now you have a complete access to get to the throne of grace. You have an open way. Torn veil in the temple signified the way to the God's presence to open to everyone, every believer of Jesus Christ. In other words, he is the only way to get to God, and today the only way to get to God is through Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6 says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me." Some people believe that you can come to God if you are sincere. Some people believe that if you can come to God if you are a member of a church or a certain church or denomination. Or you can come to God if you're religious enough with any kinds of faith. But God says otherwise. According to my Bible, according to the Bible on your lap, he says there is no plan B. There is no other way other than God's way. That's through Jesus Christ. Now we are going outside the court of the tabernacle. When the worshipers come into the tabernacle to offer sacrifice, first thing they met is a white linen fence. And 150 long and 75 feet wide surround the tabernacle. Around like all the way like this, 150 feet wide, 75 feet long. And that's the first thing you will see. The priest will be the one who, when they come, and they will carefully inspect this animal, and the worshiper should put their hands on the animal's hand, transfer their sins symbolically to the animal. Then the priest would slay the animal, offer it to the bronze altar for burnt offering, according to the regulation mentioned in Leviticus chapter 1 through 7. Inside of this courtyard, you will find bronze altar that mentioned in Exodus chapter 27, 1 through 8. Would you show? Thank you. This is a bronze altar. It's a 7 feet 6 inches long, 7 foot 6 inches deep, and 4 feet 6 inches high. Made out of acacia wood and layered with a bronze panel. Again, bronze represents the judgment. This is work of God. The furniture is outer court is made out of bronze and it represents the judgment of sin. Sin must be settled in the court before it goes. Someone or something has to die on the bronze altar, and Jesus is the burnt offering, completely consecrated. It speaks of the cross of Jesus Christ and the fact that he was the one who died for our sins. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, please. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. And walk in love, and Christ also has loved us and gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. So when they burn this offering on the bronze altar, it's a kind of big size barbecue with legs and all. And when they burn it, they don't burn it to eat, they burn completely. Nothing will be left behind. Jesus Christ didn't give us halfway. He gave us everything to us. Complete consumption. Now, the court of tabernacle you'll find in verse 9 through 19. If we've been in the wilderness coming from the like a elevated position, there will be the 2 million people's camps all over this wide open area. Right in the middle of the camp, you would find this white linen and the tabernacle covered with the four layers of coverings. You would find this kind of things. 150 feet long, 75 feet wide, and there's a 30 feet wide entrance to the court of the tabernacle. Around it will be, you will find all this drab color tent that belongs to normal people. It is impossible for you to stand at here, right in the front, to see inside, because that white linen is 7 foot 6 inches tall. And what it's trying to do is separating people from God. Why would he do that? Because our sin. Remember, that white linen represents the holiness of God. We are the one who caused sin. We are the one who fell because of our sinful nature. And that's, God is not trying to separate us, but we are the one who is separating ourselves from God. Actually, the entire tabernacle is a tent and moving structure. Other gods, so-called other gods from other religions, will say, you come to me. But our God said, I will go with you. I will be with you. He's going wherever these people went. In the Bible, white linen signifies righteousness and holiness according to Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. Therefore, the white linen curtains, the outer court, remind us that we are separated from God due to our sins. The fine white linen curtains of the outer court were supported by pillars. There are at least 56 of them. Made out of acacia wood, and the bottom portion is bronze socket. Top portion is a silver socket. Remember, as I said before, the earth is cursed by our sin. So judgment needs to be done. And this is made out of the acacia wood. And of course, that represents the humanity of Jesus Christ. And silver represents redemption of Jesus Christ. From what we have learned, we couldn't help but come to the conclusion the salvation through Jesus Christ is not plan B. It's not oops by God. It was planned way before the fall of man because God knew what's going to happen. Let's go to verse 20 of chapter 27 of Exodus. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of meeting outside the veil which is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be the statute forever to their generation on behalf of the children of Israel. Of course, the oil speaks of the Holy Spirit. And the burning light speaks of Jesus Christ. Now all that is changed. Jesus went to heaven, and the Bible tells us that we are what? The light of the world, this dark world. You and I don't make any light unless the Holy Spirit is the one helping us. God never wanted the lamp to be lose his fire. Only by the continuous supply of oil and the trimming wick can keep them alive. We can only continue to be on fire for God if we continually supply with the oil of the Holy Spirit and are trained by the God to bear more light. That's what we call trial. And we hate it. Don't we? Because trial requires patience. Trial requires trust. We rather go through, earn the character. We rather learn something from God without going through trial and test. However, God wants us to learn while we're going through a difficult time. We learn to depend on Him. We learn to trust Him. Let's make an application. True seekers would be rewarded to see and know the beauty of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Number two, we can only continue to be on fire for God if we continually supplied with the oil of the Holy Spirit and are trained by God to bear more light. Folks, some of you are thinking, I don't get it. Why do we care to learn about this tabernacle? It doesn't make a sense to me. Number one, I'm trying to tell you this Bible that you guys have and I have, it's not some literature. It's not something somebody put this together. There is no other book like this in the world, in history. 66 books, 40 different chapters, throughout the 4,000 years it's been written. And there's no other book like this, because from the cover to cover, they speak about one thing, Jesus Christ. Why do we need to hear about Him over and over? Because we have a thick head. Whether you believe or not, we have a thick head. We don't listen. Oh, when we listen, we have a selective hearing. Don't we? We don't listen, and we want to hear what we want to hear. Because of that, God had to talk to us many times. He wants us to know about Jesus Christ from the Old Testament. He wants us to know about Jesus Christ from the New Testament. And also, not only we adore Him for what He's doing for us, but we also adore Him for the beauty of that person. Jesus Christ is not some fine, good teacher. If He's a good teacher and He said, I am God, and He's lying, He's not a good teacher. But He said, I am God, and He proved Himself to be a God. Not just to us, to throughout the whole century. So, I'm going to ask you this. Is Jesus Christ God to you? Is Jesus Christ Savior to you? If you don't know Him, you don't have a personal relationship with Him, that means you do not have eternal life in heaven. There is only two places, either heaven or hell. So if you don't accept Jesus Christ into your heart as a Lord and Savior, your place is designated. Not by God. And some of you might say, good God will not send anyone to hell. Exactly. But individual choice will send that person to hell. Let's stand up and pray.